What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Before day.
Okay. And what's an expression that has sun in it? I got up before. Before sun.
Sunset.
Okay.
In the morning, sunrise.
Yeah, in the evening it's sunset, mm-hmm. And in the morning it's
sunrise.
Yeah. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
calm.
Okay. And do you have an expression that means that the weather's getting better? Say the weather's. Or like clearing or fairing off or breaking or something like that?
Breaking.
Okay. Yeah, if it's all right, Ms. I'm going to put this here because I think it's always better to do that. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Showers.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Shelf.
Uh-huh. Over a fireplace.
Where's the shovel? Mow.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Do you understand what you're saying?
The logs rest on.
Uh-huh. The things that the logs rest on.
Yeah. Can you just have some of those things? What do we call them? We had two of them one time.
Mm-hmm. Can't think of what you call them?
No, I can't think of them.
Fine.
You know, we had two of them to put the logs on.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'll come back to that one. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that are cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Little fine pieces.
Uh-huh. Would you call those kindling, too, or would you call them something else?
We can call them shavings. That'd be nice. It's real fine.
Okay. What do you call a great big piece of furniture that clothes can be hung up in?
Wardrobe.
Okay. And what would you call it if it was built into the wall? If you just open a door, you know? Okay.
Cabinet.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house, a wooden house? Yeah, the boards that overlap like this on sides.
Oh, yeah.
Weatherboard.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? Like right now, we're sitting on your
porch.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
Patio.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
The shed.
Okay.
Cow shed.
And what would you call a little area that doesn't have a roof on it? When the cows are driven up from the pasture? And then there's just a fence around the barn, maybe, and they're driven up into there before they're driven into the barn.
I'd call it a Do you know what they used?